Well, good morning, everyone. This is Phil Giuliani here on The Word 1220, and this program is One in Messiah. Yes, it's really me back on the air after about a year's absence. You might recall that I had a program called Gift of Grace that was on for approximately 16 years, and for the past year, I haven't been here, and now I am back at a different time slot with really kind of a different ministry. Same kind of teaching, but a little different ministry. This program is called One in Messiah. And One in Messiah is a ministry that I started about just shy of 10 years ago. At the end of April, it will be 10 years. And it is a ministry where we teach the plan of salvation through all of the scriptures. The main point of it is to teach the entirety of scripture, not just the New Testament. Because after all, when Paul writes to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:16, he says that all scripture is breathed out. All scripture, the English translation say inspired. The Greek literally means that God breathes out the word of scripture. So the Holy Spirit breathes out the words of scripture. So they are a living and breathing word. And when he says all scripture is inspired, the only scripture he had access to, of course, was the Old Testament, the Tanakh. The New Testament was, the very small part of it was written. Some was being written. Some would be written a little bit later than this. It wouldn't be completely compiled for about another 300 years or so. And so all he had was the Old Testament, but that is inspired by the Holy Spirit. And so, therefore, has to contain the plan of salvation. Now, the Old Testament, as you know, is made up of the Torah, the prophets, and the writings. And before we talk about the New Testament, make one quick New Testament reference. In John chapter 5, in verse 39, Jesus says, all the scripture testifies of me. And then farther down from verse 43 on, he says to the religious leaders, well, you guys say you believe Moses, but if you believe Moses, you would believe me because Moses wrote about me. So in other words, he's saying the Torah, the first five books of the Old Testament, the books of Moses, the first five books of the Tanakh are about him. Now, you say, well, you know, I've read through Torah. I don't really get it, but I've read through it. I've never seen his name there. I've never seen the name Jesus there. I've never seen the name Yeshua there. Well, he's not mentioned by name. Moses would have no way to know that. His name, Yeshua, means salvation. And so you see that written here and there through Torah. The word Yeshua, which means salvation, but it also happens to be the name of the Messiah. So that is another kind of pointing toward the time of Messiah and pointing to him specifically. But when Moses writes the Torah, it's mostly about blood atonement, and it's about disobedience, and it's about more blood atonement, and it's about mediators, and all these things that prefigure him in a very powerful way, because he is the only mediator, capital M. You know that from 1 Timothy 2:5, where Paul writes, there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. He's the only mediator. And of course, it's his blood atonement, blood shed on the cross, that is for the forgiveness of sin, that sin can be defeated, that sin can be forgiven, that the sin problem, which started in the garden, can be solved in a very definitive and final way. So the writer to the Hebrews can say, The sacrifice was once for all. It isn't repeated over and over again. It was one time, but it was for all time. And so the Old Testament itself has within it all the prefigurements, all the shadows, all the types of what Jesus was going to do as Messiah. Why he had to come, how he came, what he did, why he did it the way he did it, and what is the result, not only for us, but for the whole world. Because the prophets also prophesied, especially Isaiah, that Gentiles would be included in the kingdom, and that salvation would go to the ends of the earth, Isaiah said. So salvation was not going to be just for the chosen people. It wasn't going to be just for the people living in that area. It was going to be to the ends of the earth. Jesus touches on this when he talks to the woman at the well. He says the Father wants worshipers in spirit and in truth. And so the time is already here. The time is coming. It is already here that you don't have to go to Jerusalem to worship. And like you Samaritans do, you don't have to come here to Mount Gerizim to worship. You can worship wherever you are. So these were prophecies and foreshadowings in the Old Testament that pointed to the New Testament, that pointed to him specifically. And when Paul, in the book of Acts, when Paul goes to Berea, and the Bereans say to him, we're going to check everything you say against the scripture. The only scripture they had, was the Old Testament. The only scripture they had. And again, the New Testament wasn't nearly compiled at this point. It was going to be quite some time. They only had the Old Testament. And two interesting things happen in that passage. Number one, Paul does not react by saying, well, wait a minute, I'm preaching something totally new, so it may not be exactly what this says. This may not measure up exactly to what you know. This may not follow exactly what's in the text. He doesn't say that. He has no objection to them checking what he's saying against the scripture that they had, the Old Testament. And secondly, as he's preaching, as he finishes preaching, there's no record there that says that they found any exceptions, that they had any objections, that they found a problem. In other words, Paul was preaching the gospel. Paul, you remember, was the apostle of grace, the apostle to the Gentiles. He's preaching the gospel. He's preaching salvation by grace through faith. And the Jews who understand Torah and the prophets and the writings are accepting what he's saying based on what was written in their scripture, which, of course, again, was the Old Testament. He didn't have John and Matthew and Luke there to put in any comments. He taught the message of salvation, and they said it agreed with the scripture. So that's pretty amazing. So in other words, the Old Testament has within it all the elements of salvation, all the prophecies of what's going to happen. And so it's important to understand this. In other words, to have a more fundamental knowledge of who Jesus is and what he did and how it applies to you, you really should have a working knowledge of the Torah and a working knowledge of the prophets and the working knowledge of what are called the writings, because it's all inspired. It all contains these prophecies and foretellings and shadows. He is the substance, capital S. And all these other things point to him. And so One in Messiah, I started basically to teach Hebrew roots to the church, to teach Hebrew roots in the form of Bible studies and teachings and lectures and so forth, because it is a foundation. It is the foundation of everything that we believe. Many of our prayers come right from Hebrew prayers. We're nourished by those roots. You recall in Romans chapter 11, Paul talks about the olive tree. And he says that Gentiles, like me and probably you that are listening, the Gentiles are a wild olive branch that is grafted into the domestic olive tree. And as a result, is nourished by the roots. So he says, the roots don't have any grounds to complain and criticize against the other branches. They have no reason or basis to criticize the roots. The roots are nourishing them. So Israel is the domestic olive tree, and its roots are what are nourishing us. And he makes a great point in that chapter, in chapter 11, that all Israel will be saved at some point. My personal feeling is that we're going to see that pretty soon. But he says that all Israel will be saved. And then the branches that have been removed, which he was, and most scholars feel he was talking about what's called rabbinic Judaism, will be grafted back in to the original tree. And he says, that'll be easy compared to putting the wild branches into the tree. When you think about it, another reason why all of Scripture is so important and why you have to have a working knowledge of the Old Testament is people in ancient times, I mean, here clearly in Paul's time, but long before that, people who had farms and had orchards and had vineyards and so forth, they knew about grafting. They grafted part of a plant into another plant. Same species, same, you know, maybe a little, maybe different variety, but same species, of course. And got improved fruit. It was part of how they improved their crops. But what Paul says goes against the common sense that they would have had. Because what he's saying is the wild branch, which is the Gentiles, is grafted into the good tree. Not a good branch into a tree that's not really doing that great. The tree that's not doing great at all is grafted into the tree that is the roots and the foundations. Why? Because we as Gentiles are grafted into the Scripture and everything that has to do with Israel. If you remember in the book of Luke, when Mary and Joseph take little 40-day-old Jesus to the temple, because according to the law, he has to be presented when he's 40 days old. Simeon, who's an old man, but he's been promised by the Holy Spirit that he's not going to die until he sees the Messiah. When he picks up 40-day-old Jesus, he says, this child is the light to the Gentiles and the glory of Israel. So he's light to the Gentiles. The Jews are supposed to be light to the Gentiles. They weren't always that, but they were supposed to be. They were the only people that had the covenant. They were the only people that had a relationship, what we would call a relationship. But Simeon says, this child is going to be the light to the Gentiles. So many prophecies in Isaiah have to do with that. It's the Messiah being a light to the Gentiles. And so when he says this child is the glory of Israel, what glory did Israel have? Well, they were the chosen people. They were sovereignly picked by God when he picked Abraham and his descendants through Isaac and Jacob. They had the scripture. They had the Torah. They had the prophets. They had the writings. Nobody else had that. They had direct revelation from God. But yet, Simeon says, this child is the glory of Israel. Because, of course, he supersedes all of that. He even says about himself, one greater than the temple is here. And so, all of this comes from the Old Testament, is all pointing to the time of Jesus, to the time of Messiah, all points to the fact that sin has to be forgiven by the shedding of blood, and points to the fact that the kingdom breaks into the world, and the kingdom is for everyone. It isn't just for the Israelites who are the chosen people. It goes to the ends of the earth, again, as Isaiah said. And so at one in Messiah, this is what the teachings try to accomplish. Now, that doesn't mean this is radically different than when I did Gift of Grace. The teachings are basically the same because I did the same sort of thing there. But it's maybe a little more emphasis in some of the Old Testament passages. But it's very important for the church to understand, the body of believers to understand, that this is our heritage, this is our foundation. This is where our roots are. And of course, over the centuries, since the beginning, and now it's been 2,000 years, over that period of time, of course, the church has gotten more and more Gentile, and more customs have come in, more and more traditions have come in, different ways of thinking have come in that were not present in the first century or two. It doesn't mean that all of this is bad. It just means that the influence was different. And so the church tended to move away from her roots, tended to move away from the Hebrew roots. And so I think it's important to do some of these things in a way that makes you understand and be amazed at how all of this is contained through the whole scripture, not just in the Gospels, not just in the Gospels plus the letters, but through the whole scripture. So on Friday evenings, we have a live version, I guess you could call it, of One in Messiah. We meet every Friday night, and I'd like to invite you to come if you live in the Cleveland area. If you're listening online, well, I'll tell you anyway. But we meet every Friday evening at 709 Brook Park Road, which is Calvary Chapel of Cleveland Church. And we start usually around 6:30 p.m. We're always done by about 7:45 or so. We don't always start right at 6:30, but we're generally done by 7:45. And we say some of the prayers. We light the Sabbath candles. We do praise and worship. I do a teaching. And love to have you come out and say hello. Come in and say, wow, I want to know what this is about. Come in and say, I heard you on the radio or something. And it would be awesome. So if you get a chance to pop in and say hello, That would be great. You probably will enjoy it. It'll be a little different than what you're used to at whatever church you go to. And there are people from many different denominations that come, different backgrounds that come. But it's a very great, nice group of people. It's become a very nice core group. So I'd love to have you pop out. And there are two websites that go along with this. One is www.oneinmessiah.website, oneinmessiah.website. That has many audio teachings. It has all the audio teachings from the Friday night, services, I guess you could call it. I prefer to call it a prayer meeting. It's not really a service. But it has all the all the teachings going back to April of 2016, as well as a lot of other information. Another site is www.rootsandfoundations.org, rootsandfoundations.org. And there you will find many audio teachings, video teachings, Bible studies that you can go through at your convenience. There is no charge for anything. Nothing costs you any money. It's all online. So there's, I think, 25 or 27 books of the Bible already on. Every once in a while, another one is added. And the recordings of this radio program that you're listening to now will be on that site as well. And they will also be on the oneinmessiah.website site. So if you missed the program, you can hear it there. If you want to hear it again, you can hear it there to make it easier. And I know at this time of day on a Sunday, many people are still in church. Many people are leaving church and going out to brunch or whatever. Might want to listen to it later or tomorrow. The websites make that possible. On the Roots and Foundations site, there is also a tab that's called The Torah Class. The Torah Class. And it is a 33-part study of the Torah for Christians who don't really know a lot about the Torah. It consists of two main things. Number one is it's, of course, a study of the actual text, but not in a deep way. Don't have to learn, don't have to know Hebrew to do it. Don't have to read the meaning of every word, but kind of a survey of what it's about. And the other part of it is the emphasis is on how these things in Torah prefigure Jesus, the Messiah. I'm going to use his Hebrew name Yeshua, so don't get confused with that. But I think most people know about that now. But the Torah class, you can study some of the Torah in a way that's easy. It's totally non-threatening, and you can do it at your leisure. There are 33 videos. So that's all on the Roots and Foundations site. So there's always more things being added. There's always more books of the Bible being added to study. And there are two podcasts as well. One podcast is called Gift of Grace, which, of course, started with the former Gift of Grace radio show. And if you search on your podcast apps for Dr. Phil / Gift of Grace, you'll find it. Or it's https://giftofgrace.podbean.com. That's https://giftofgrace.podbean.com. And there's another podcast called Roots and Foundations. And that's at philgig.podbean.com. So you can check those out too. And I'm very excited to be back on 1220 The Word. And I thought for this first program, I would do this kind of introduction, which became kind of a rambling introduction. But we'll get into regular programming starting next Sunday. And I hope that you'll continue to tune in.
The previous program was sponsored by One in Messiah.